Hey everyone, Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com, we've done your homework.
Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck and Jerry's here too, and it's Short Stuff. Cute little bug edition.
That's right. We're talking about pill bugs, or potato bugs, or wood lice.
What?
Or for our English friends, chiggy pigs, penny sows, or cheesy bugs.
I have no idea what we're talking about, Chuck.
We're talking about, here in the American South at least, roly-polies.
Oh, roly-polies.
Is that what you called them?
Yeah. That's what I've always called them. It's funny. I was trying to look up a map of their range in the United States, and all I could find was dialect maps of what people called them around the United States. So I have no idea what their actual range is, but I can tell you in the South, everybody calls them roly-polies.
Well, if they call them something, that probably means they have them, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have them. I've seen them before with my own two eyes.
That kind of shows you the range.
I got
if it's named.
Boy, Chuck, I think I'm getting dumber by the month.
Oh, but you never know. They might be like, hey, they don't exist in Washington State, but we still call them grungers.
Yeah, we like to say the word chiggy pigs.
But we're talking about the little round, well, not round, round if they're threatened. We'll get to that. But right. The little thing that you probably think is an insect that looks like a little prawn or an armadillo with legs. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the scientific name is Armadillidium vulgare.
Very nice.
Jeez.
That's why people shortened it to chiggy pigs.
Yeah. And that's a roly-poly.
Yeah. And actually, strangely enough, even though, like I said, I've seen them with my own two eyes in Georgia, they are from the Mediterranean initially, but they spread all over the world. You can find them all over the place. Because they were basically carried over through the plant trade, the international plant trade.
That's right. You want some plants? They're going to come with some, well, they're going to come with insects, but I keep saying insect. They're not insects. Should we go ahead and spoil what these things are?
Yeah, totally. It's one of the facts of the short stuff.
You take it.
Oh, thank you. So they're not insects, Chuck. They're not mammals. They're not birds. They're crustaceans.
Yeah, I mentioned shrimp.
Cousins to crabs and lobsters and shrimp, yeah.
That's right, and there are 12 species in the United States alone. It says northern and central parts of the country, but maybe they don't dwell in, like, the deep deserts. Who knows? But I know I see them all over the place here. They're the only crustacean that has adapted to live entirely on land, and they breathe through gills, which is remarkable.
Yeah, so the fact that they have adapted to live on land, the only crustaceans that did, that's another fact of the podcast. Just amazing stuff, right? But technically, it's a sub-fact of the fact that they're crustaceans, I guess. Another fact of the podcast, though, is there's a word for them turning into roly-polies, a tight little ball, which marine biologists have determined was a evolutionary response to predators or to keep their gills moist. They curl up in a little ball, hence the name roly-poly. But there's a term for that, and I think you should tell everybody what that is.
All right. It is conglobation.
Yeah. Now, had I said it, I would have said conglobulation, but that's not correct. It's the better way to say it, but it's just not right.
Yeah, you love adding things.
Conglobation.
Fancying up a word. That's Josh Clark, the Josh Clark way.
For sure.
So there's a lot of remarkable things here. We're going to tick off a couple of them and then take a break. But one of them is they do not urinate. They have a very high tolerance for ammonia. So they don't urinate. They excrete waste through the shells. They eat all kinds of things in the garden. But one thing that they eat is their own poo-poo, which is a practice called self-caprophagy.
Caprophagy.
Yeah, I threw an R in there, didn't I? Yeah. They're poop eaters.
Yeah, they eat their own poop. And it's like, yeah, that's gross. But it also makes sense because you don't necessarily get all the nutrients out of your poop. So if you eat your poop, you have another shot at extracting more of the nutrients that were left over.
Yeah, like you missed something. Try again.
Yeah, there's a piece of shrimp in there, ironically.
they can drink from their mouth, or they can drink from their hind end. They have a little tube-shaped structure in the back, and so it doesn't matter if the party's in the front or in the rear, they can still get their drink on.
That's funny. The joke I came up with is that they could use them both at the same time and share a milkshake with themselves.
Oh, that's even better.
No, I think they're equally good.
Well, I just thought of mine. It's not as good.
Well, mine's written down, so technically yours is better because it's off the cuff.
Well, you just made yours up, too. You just wrote it down.
True that.
Unless, did you workshop it over a couple of days?
Yeah. Yumi's so tired of hearing that joke.
You're like, which one, Yumi? Shut up!
Should I say milkshake or shake? Right.
How about one more factoid, and then we'll take a break.
Okay, yeah. They're crustaceans, but they also have a marsupial pouch, essentially.
Yeah, those mamas carry their little eggs around for 2 to 3 months in their marsupium. They hatch, and then sometimes even those little youngins will go back in that pouch and say, Mama, I still want to stick around for a little while until I'm ready.
Hey, Mama.
Like Elvis.
Okay, now it's time for a break because the facts are coming so fast and hard that I'm crying tears out of my eyes right now of joy.
All right, we'll be right back.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.
All right, we're back with some more amazing facts. These little guys are arthropods, so they're going to molt. And if you ever see a little cheesy wog, what do they call them in England? Cheesy wig?
Chiggy pigs?
Chiggy pig?
Or cheesy bugs. Yeah, you're close.
Cheesy bug? and if you find one that's like, hey, that thing looks funny. It looks like it's got half a shell. It's because their shells are in two pieces. There's a front and a back. They drop that back one first. So you may see one missing its back, and you just got to be – just leave that little fellow alone.
Yeah. He's Porky Pig in it.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
There's some other things you should know about them. Another reason to leave them alone and even to invite them into your garden, as you'll see. They don't sting. They don't bite. They don't carry diseases. And not only do they not mess up your plants, they actually help your garden grow even better because these guys – are soil maniacs.
Yeah, they're champions of your composting efforts, because they get in there, they have what's called a detritivorous diet. Is that how you would say it?
Well, I would say detritivorous diet.
That it means that they basically take anything that's from a decomposing plant, or if there's a dead animal or other poop, they can absorb all those nutrients, poop it out themselves, and they're just little composting machines, which is pretty amazing. But to me, one of the most amazing facts is that they're into heavy metal.
Yeah, like big time. Like
Crocus.
Sabbath.
Dio.
Dokken.
Maiden.
White Lion.
What? Oh, boo. God, what if we just name metal bands for the next 6 minutes?
Quiet Riot. Eh. Oh, man. Bang I mean, Your Head.
That's hair metal.
It's still metal.
All right.
It's the most metal of hair metal, I would say Quiet Riot is, at least some of their songs.
Yeah, I like Quiet Riot.
Yeah, they're great.
That's good stuff.
What about Testament, the other Christian metal band?
I don't think I knew about them.
Yeah, there's Testament.
That sounds familiar, though.
I'm pretty sure they were Christian. They talked a lot about Christianity.
Did they rock hard for Jesus?
Oh, dude, they rocked super hard. Okay. They were like the kind where you could be like, I'm not at all religious, but I still like Testament.
Yeah, kind of like my boys in Striper.
Queensryche? They were weird, but they were still metal.
All right, so they love heavy metal. They love all those bands, except for White Lion. But what we really mean is they have a very unique ability to eat zinc and lead and copper and any other kind of like awful heavy metal that might be out in the wild and crystallize it in their bodies and thrive in these heavily polluted, awful areas. They crystallize it in their guts and can remediate it essentially.
Yeah. If you crystallize something, you're essentially encasing it in glass and it becomes inert as far as I can tell. So I don't know if they poop it out afterward and it's inert because it's been encased, but whatever they're doing there, they're remediating essentially Superfund sites of heavy metals. If you just got a handful of them and said, I'll see you in 50 years.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you mentioned, they're great for your garden. The damage that they might be doing is pretty minimal. They might try and drink and get moisture from your plants and things, but they're not the kind of land crustacean that's just going to eat through all of your garden vegetables.
Right. They're no land crabs.
No, not a land crab at all.
You got anything else about roly-polies?
No, this is short and sweet.
Well, I'm glad that we did a pretty good PSA to let everybody know, leave the roly-polies alone. And Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.